You say second in the 80s?
All systems go, Michael.
Yo, Yoda. Mix that up.
Mix that up.
Mix that up.
Mix that up.
Yeah, what's up? This is DJ Yoda. How's it going? Wow, when I first started DJing, I guess I was kind of messing around when I first started. I wasn't even very serious about it, but the music that I was into when I was a kid was hip-hop, and at that period of time, it had a lot of scratching and samples in it, so I was trying to replicate that using my parents' hi-fi, and eventually broke that and saved up and bought turntables, and then started taking it more and more seriously, I guess.
1980, 1983, 1984, 1985, 1986.
Your DJ.
Yoda.
Well, the crazy thing is that when I first started, the internet wasn't even a thing, and you can buy videos or watch YouTube to learn how to DJ. So I didn't even really know anyone that was into that kind of music. So maybe the first couple of years that I was DJing, I was just trying to figure it out for myself and getting it really wrong, and eventually kind of like figuring it out and started to get it right. And I started to meet people that were into that music too. And at one point I was practicing a lot, like a few hours every day, and learning how to do it all. And I think that if you learn to DJ as a kind of turntablist or a hip-hop DJ, then yeah, you've suddenly got this kind of the skill to mix anything together. And that's really, to me, what hip-hop is all about. It's like you could, you know, when hip-hop started, they were using rock records and funk records and TV themes and kids records and just anything that they thought was funky, and found a way to work it in. Whereas if you play like a very specific genre of dance music and nothing else, I don't think you've got the skill set to bounce around like that. So yeah, that really, it opened my mind up and started making me listen to different kinds of music, and hence why I've gone off on all these weird tangents throughout my career of like 30s music and country and western and just anything that I think is cool at the time.
Where have I heard that name before?
Ladies and gentlemen, with your kind attention and permission, I have the honor of presenting to you one of the most remarkable men in the world.
Looking at the fusion of sound and music with visuals, which is, of course, with this particular project you're involved in with the BFI, when did you have the first idea to fuse music with sounds and kind of create a multimedia performance?
Well, when I first started making mixtapes, I would always throw in little audio samples from movies that I liked or TV shows that I liked, just to kind of make the mixes a bit more interesting. So I would scratch in little sounds from Star Wars or, Scarface or RoboCop or just anything that I liked. Then the technology kind of changed over time, and eventually you could mix and scratch the actual video itself. So it just kind of made sense for me to jump from mixing the audio from those films to the actual films themselves.
What is it? My father's lightsaber. Yes, others lightsaber. This is the weapon of a Jedi.
The chemistry of this atmosphere is unlike that of any other.
Elegant weapon. Elegant weapon.
And clearly this collaboration with the BFI, British Film Institute, Sci-Fi, Days of Fear and Wonder, you're performing locally at the Ilkley Film Festival. What's going to be what's the approach to that, and where did the idea come from?
The BFI have run this sci-fi season, and I think maybe with my DJ name, it kind of people associate me with that kind of thing anyway. And I really like getting a theme to work around, because otherwise I just get overwhelmed with there's so much good stuff to use. Like, where do I start? So I always really appreciate it when people say, okay, well, could you try and put together a show that's just about this? And given the sci-fi remit, I kind of got my brain going. I was like, wow, there's so many cool things that I could make an audiovisual show out of that are just sci-fi related.
Now we're entering into the realm of science fiction.
DJ Yoda.
DJ Yoda.
Come on. Kill me, I'm here. Kill me.
Oh,
And you think it's quite interesting how some of the ideas, which kind of, and technology, which was represented in a fictional kind of context, to a certain degree, a lot of it has become a reality. So there's kind of an overlap, isn't there?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I start the show with this this guy talking in the 50s about what the future will be like. And it's crazy because everything he's saying, we're like several steps beyond that already.
So in terms of the actual performance, I interviewed Beardy Man last week, and he was talking about his Beardytron 5000, which allows him to kind of manipulate sound and provide a bit of uniqueness to his sound. What's your setup like, and what can people expect to see whilst you're performing?
Well, I mean, despite the fact that I'm kind of bringing this new technology whereby I'm mixing and scratching with video, my setup is deceptively simple. Like, I come from that background of hip-hop DJing, and I only really feel comfortable when I've got two turntables in front of me. So really, my setup is that. It's two turntables and a mixer and a laptop that I store all the media on, and a little extra box that I use for kind of triggering things. But really, the kind of heart of it all is having the two records in front of me.
It's ironic, really, that you're exploring science fiction and the complexities of technology, but simplifying...
Using a kind of 70s DJ setup.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, you're right. I never thought about it like that, but you're right.
It's the ultimate fusion. Well, thank you so much, DJ Yoda, for your time. You're performing in Ilkley as a part of the film festival there, and you're taking this performance on tour.